This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To leftover fireworks. Hopefully they're not still being shot off in your neighborhood. That can be so annoying. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Here's the deal on fireworks. They are costly, right? So don't throw them away. If you store them properly, guess what? You can use them for next year's 4th of July. Or, hey, here's the thought. How about New Year's Eve? Don't we celebrate with fireworks then? So that's the thing to do. I know that I didn't have a lot of fireworks, but I had one year I had a ton of sparklers, which count as fireworks of a sort, right? And I did store them. It was great. And I did almost exactly what they said. I had a party and everybody got sparklers. That's right. Everybody got sparklers because I had so many, and it was kind of cool because everybody was setting off the sparklers at the same time, and those suckers can get hot if you let it burn too far to the end. So, unused fireworks, there are things that you can do with them for sure, but you can absolutely store them and use them again. I don't know what the longevity, though, is of that, and I guess you'd have to be careful depending on what you had stored and what kind of box and where. But just some random thoughts I had off the top of my head as I was thinking about all of us coming back this past week from the 4th of July holiday. And a lot of people were able to stretch that out. Other things that are going on around this country, really it is always the common denominator, as I say, that either we're talking or complaining about politicians and what's going to happen in 2024, or we're complaining about the weather. I say every day of our lives, somewhere in some corner of your life, you are talking to someone most likely probably about the weather. It could just be, hey, the weather is fantastic because we've had this horrible heat and now we're getting kind of a break from that. Or it could be about flooding, the flooding that overwhelmed New York roadways and killed one person, Hudson Valley. It was a nightmare. Because 7 inches of rain coming down in a short amount of time means you're going to have parts of the ground that are so drenched, including highways, that they fall apart. And you get a lot of those creeks and other areas that overflow, swamp the roads, and it becomes life-threatening. And some people aren't always aware of it. I say that's what it is. You know, right? You go out, you venture out. I've done it. Where you're out and it's raining. Oh, look, it's raining. That's great. We need rain. And then it becomes, well, this seems like a lot of rain. Did they really call for this much rain? And then it gets worse and worse. And I think that happened to a lot of people. They just got caught up in not really thinking this was going to be a flood situation, right? I mean, I guess that's why so many of the local stations, many of the radio stations I'm on, they're smart to tell their listeners, pay attention, look at the website, all that kind of thing. And then people have weather alerts on their phones so that they can pay attention a little more closely as to how the weather changes. I mean, I know, you know, there's an app for everything. And I know I, like many of you, I'm sure, have a weather app, and you click on it, and it tells you everything about what's going on with the weather, including when something changes all of a sudden, even if it's an unexpected kind of thing, meaning there wasn't that much rain that was called for, and then all of a sudden it did happen. All right, something that else is pretty interesting is, and that's being discussed, like I said, you look around the country and what is it that unites us and divides us? And boy, we've certainly talked about that in the last 16 years on this show. But even if you don't play the lottery, the the question of what would you do if you won the Powerball and it was $650 million? And then you would get, because of course taxes would be taken out, you'd get clear $328.2 million. Wow. That is a good what if question, isn't it? What if that happened? And then, this is looking at what's happening on Monday and how far the Powerball has gone up. And then the other conversation is always about the other drawing. It's about Mega Millions and what's the latest with the Mega Millions and how big is that drawing? Well, that is approaching $500 million after no winner happened on Friday. So an estimated, it could be higher, but an estimated $480 million. So the cash option there, $240.7 million. It's that same question, though. What if you won that kind of money? I think it is mind-numbing to think about it. Elton John might not have that much money, but he's probably got war chest probably close to what some of those lotteries are. The Rocket Man retired from the road. He performed what he said was his last show on the final tour of his career on Saturday night. As a touring artist, he was in Stockholm, Sweden, and it was kind of popped out all over the place where he said what a journey the tour was and how wonderful it was to travel to all corners of the earth. 300 shows attended by more than 6 million fans. He's 76 years old, and he kept saying that he was going to do a farewell tour, and he made that happen. So he excited a lot of people who followed his career for decades, and he absolutely filled whatever venues that he was in internationally and, of course, closer here in the United States. The question of space and launches and SpaceX. The SpaceX launch, the controversial launch and explosions of Starship, which is the most powerful rocket ever built. There's lots of conversation about that, which happened now a handful of months ago. It was back in April. And now it's about what happens next and fixing the construction of it and the conversation about it and the unprecedented launch and what can happen with this rocket that failed to light all of its engines at liftoff. And why am I talking about that? Because in Texas, a lot of jobs happened as a result of this project, and the idea of what's happening next and the impact that can be felt in the one Texas community, even beyond that. As much as we talk about Elon Musk and some of the kookiness with Twitter and other investments he has a massive, massive presence when it comes to an economic boom and job opportunities in the Rio Grande Valley, and they're ramping up once again. Man Cave next.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Taking us into the man cave. So, yeah, we are in the man cave. There's conversations about the Northwestern longtime coach and his job. Is it secure? Is he going to ultimately get fired, not get fired? There's some confusion as to what happened with hazing there. I say just confusion because they're trying to piece it together as to what the reality of the situation has been in his tenure. And how did this all happen? It's because of players speaking out, and specifically one player speaking out. So a former Northwestern player who came forward with these allegations of widespread hazing within the program is what really kicked this whole thing open. And, you know, now they're talking about that if he knew about hazing, should, if this football coach, Pat Fitzgerald, knew of how bad the hazing was, why wouldn't he have put a stop to it? I mean, if he's the head coach, shouldn't he have put a stop? Shouldn't he have done that? And is he the head coach, or is he supposed to monitor protect the safety and the well-being of the student-athletes? And he's been the coach since 2006. I said this in a previous hour. And the university's investigation has been led by a couple of attorneys. And they found, while the former player's allegations were largely supported by evidence, coaches did not know about the ongoing hazing, although they had opportunities to discover and report problematic conduct. So this becomes one of those areas of, do they pounce harder on the coach or no? And the hazing allegations allegedly took place in 2002. And the current player, one of the current players, related conversation that he had with the former player to Northwestern trustees and other university figures. So that's what started the conversation and landed in the newspaper, the Northwestern newspaper, the student newspaper, and now it's about the accounts of one player and how that might have permeated hazing in the past, and that it was widespread. And it was usually against freshmen or younger players, which, of course, it would be. And now it's whether or not this coach survives, or they say, well, wouldn't he have had a handle on that? We've seen incidents like this before. Sometimes the coach survives, sometimes not. So there are people that think he should be bounced and others that think, well, that's ridiculous. How would he have known that, even if he was paying as close of attention as he could possibly pay attention to? Wouldn't there be things that he could not uncover? And that's just such a bigger question than we can answer in the man cave within a handful of minutes. Like I said, there have been other programs that have been questioned in the past, and some have escaped being fired. Others have not had that happen. Baseball and the home run derby is a big deal. So they put the odds out as to who could possibly win it. The home run derby happens on Monday night, and this is all taking place, of course, in Seattle at T-Mobile Park. That's where the All-Star game is. So you have one player against another player, for example, like you have Pete Alonso versus Julio Rodriguez, and they do these rounds, and then it becomes who has the most home runs in the first round, and then you go into the second, and it's also longest home run derby hitters, and the longest homer last year in Dodger Stadium was 482 feet from Juan Soto. And then Alonso, who's also part of this contest this year, hit one 480 and another 478. So he's a home run machine and loves the home run derby. And a lot of people are picking him to be the favorite to win the contest. But so he has some of the best odds, I guess, on the board, because now, you know, we can bet on anything. So his odds are pretty high that he is going to slay it, right? Which I like the home run derby. I do. I think there's something compelling about it, I guess. There was a lot of conversation about Tom Brady and other athletes who were part of the FTX scandal. I'll call it scandal because they endorsed it. They did commercials. And then, of course, it collapsed. So there was a big report in the New York Times with more details about how much was lost. Tom Brady got $30 million almost entirely in FTX stock for his services in promoting the company, and of course those shares are now worthless. Brady is also being sued by FTX customers after the company went under, and we know the story of former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, who was charged with several financial crimes, and you know, they're in the midst of the collapse. I guess in the report in the New York Times, they're saying that Tom Brady made an urgent phone call to the FTX executor who headed the company's partnerships while all that was happening, and they went unheard. And I wonder why that is, right? But he's just caught up in the middle of it. But he's not the only one who's caught up in the middle of it. There are other endorsers tied to the company: Shaquille O'Neal, Steph Curry, Naomi Osaka, Tom Brady's ex-wife, Gisele Bündchen, of course, got stock and is being sued as well. This will be an interesting story to follow, and I think that's why knowing the exact amount with the Times article was pretty interesting in itself. But what happens with the lawsuits and where that's all headed as we, you know, get into now more and more months of the investigations and lawyers, you know, tearing that all apart it would be something if an endorser got nailed for that. And it's happened in the past. It might be rare, but it's happened in the past. So this is a very big deal, obviously, for the for those that say they were hoodwinked too. But when you have big names and you have a big name, and how much weight does that carry, and how many people are swayed as a result of that? All right, it wasn't about swaying, it was about scoring. The women's team, the USWNT, of course, the United States Women's National Team, are headed to the 2023 FIFA World Cup, and they end on a positive note. They defeated the Dragons, their first meeting against Wales, 2-0. And after a scoreless first half, there was a spark, and there was some scoring that started to happen. Ultimately, like I said, this was a nice win heading into a big tournament. Megan Rapinoe recently announced the 2023 World Cup is going to be her final tournament. She's going to retire after the professional soccer season that she's involved with. But this tournament heavily favors that some of the youngsters for the women's team could come out the full circle, you know, come full circle and really give that depth to that roster, because some of the really skilled players will eventually roll off and are retiring from participating in World Cup action. So maybe the United States team for the women is in good shape and certainly heading into the World Cup. You know, to me, it's one of those sports where, honestly, I never watch very much soccer, but I really like to watch the men and the women. It's that thing of watching Team USA. It's to me, it's like watching the Olympics. I like watching the competition and to see how the U.S. does, and they have a very good chance to win the whole thing, and with some younger players. Sepp Straka surged to a huge win, firing a 59 in a final round. Wow. Even though he had a double bogey on the final hole, chasing history. So he became the 13th player in PGA Tour history to break 60 in the final round of this 2023 John Deere Classic on Sunday. Pretty crazy, pretty big. The Australian couldn't be more excited that he got the big paycheck and made the putts that he needed to make, so a big win for him. That's it for the Man Cave. Hang with us. We're talking about breathing next.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump criticized Ron DeSantis, his GOP presidential nomination rival, at a Las Vegas rally Saturday. Trump had this to say.
I'm not a big fan of his, and he's highly overrated.
He nicknamed him Ron DeSanctimonious and accused him of supporting minimum wage increases and Social Security cuts. President Biden is heading on a trip to Europe, attending the NATO summit, among other meetings. He's scheduled to arrive in London Sunday, then meet with King Charles and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Monday. Tuesday, Biden will travel to Lithuania to participate in the NATO summit, where the primary focus will be Russia's conflict in Ukraine. Pope Francis announced his plans to appoint 21 new cardinals on September 30th of this year. The decision allows Pope Francis to influence the composition of the College of Cardinals, which will play a pivotal role in selecting his successor. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Conversation off the air with our next guest, who is going to talk about something I think is so vital, and it's made me more aware of the way that I'm breathing, and I think this will help you too. I mean, everyone listening can do this. So joining us now in our virtual green room is Rasheem Northington, and he's written a book called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you have an interesting background in this. Before you wrote this, tell us a little bit about what drove you in this direction, because of all the Chinese medicine you're familiar with, all the things that you've done in your background that led you to realize the importance of the diaphragm and what you actually learned from Kung Fu.
I'm sorry.
So tell us about your background. That's all right. Tell us about your background and how it led you to writing this book. One of them was, of course, Kung Fu and what you learned through Kung Fu. So tell us about that.
Okay, yes. I trained in Kung Fu, Taoist Tai Chi Kung, for many years since I was about early teens, mid-teens, I would say. And it involved a lot of breathing type of exercises, and breathing was stressed to be the key to having power in this art. So the stronger your breath was, the more power you can obtain. That was the main focus of the training, and everything was heavily based on breathing and the breath. And that contributed to me later on about the nature of the diaphragm involvement with the breath.
Because I think, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that so many of us take shallow breaths. So you learn not to do that, right?
Right. In Qigong breathing, you are encouraged to take deep breaths, belly breaths, full breaths, or full conscious breaths every breath you take in the training. And that's the key to developing power, the deepness of the breath.
Yeah. And, you know, when we look at the diaphragm, the importance of it, of a skeletal muscle, it's the only right skeletal muscle controlled by involuntary unconscious or voluntary conscious nervous system, right? So, so it's really an interesting thing to talk about.
Correct, because the diaphragm is a skeletal muscle, which is supposed to be, like all other skeletal muscles are, a voluntarily controlled muscle. It's heavily controlled involuntarily, which is unique amongst all the other skeletal muscles in the body.
Yeah.
No,
I'm listening.
Now, that indicates how significant, important the function of the diaphragm is, the fact that even though we have voluntary control, the body actually dominates the control over our voluntary control in most cases.
Yeah, so when we look at this, why did you write the book? Because you realized how important it was with all the things that we just said?
Oh, yes. The last thing my Kung Fu teacher told me before he passed away was, do 300 breaths a day, kid. His exact words. That stuck with me because I didn't truly understand what that meant. So I kept thinking about it. And I went back to the Kung Fu training and exercise that required breath in order to help achieve power from that exercise. I began to realize that I wasn't as good as I used to be when I was younger, and I struggled to breathe to maintain those sort of those postural exercises. And I noticed in order for me to be better at it, my diaphragm had to work harder at it. And then it started to make me realize, and also the breath to get stronger, so does the diaphragm must get stronger, because the diaphragm is what controls the flow of the breath. And as the diaphragm gets stronger, so the breath can be deeper from a stronger or more full contraction of the diaphragm that can really only be done voluntarily.
Wow, so fascinating. And in the book you go deep into this. You tell us things to do, things to be aware of, all of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you and I, when we talked off the air, what led you to say, okay, I should write this book because I see how important is that, you know, kid, take 300 breaths a day. What really drove you to saying, I think I need to tell people more about this?
Because I think at the same time, after my teaching about breathing, it was never taught or explained in relation to the diaphragm's function specifically. I mean, it's mentioned that the diaphragm is a breathing muscle, but then it says breathe, and the diaphragm itself is not really included in that category. So what I started to attain is that if we look at breathing from the scope of the diaphragm's involvement, I think the understanding of breathing becomes a little easier. And it starts to make more sense that if breath can't happen without the diaphragm, then in order for us to gauge how strong a breath is, should be gauged by the strength of your diaphragm. And then I think that quantifies everything. It makes everything understandable of why I can only breathe but so much, because that's the limit that my diaphragm has on it. And if I increase the limitations on my diaphragm, then I can increase the limits on my deep breathing or deep breath. And I think if everybody understands this from that regard, things would be more easily attainable due to a greater understanding of how breathing works, and that the breath is really specifically controlled by the function of the diaphragm. And breath cannot happen without that function.
Yes, so true. And we're speaking with Rasheem Northington. The name of the book is called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. I love the title, The Muscle Source of Life, because it is something I wasn't aware of until we had that conversation. I was, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I think that's what it is. We're kind of sleepwalking when it comes to breathing. Do you think so?
I think so as well. But the thing that's even more significant about the diaphragm's function, even though it's necessary for breathing, because the diaphragm is designed the way it is, upon breathing, it also does a whole lot more for the body than just breathing. Because breathing is not just the only thing we need for health. and well-being, we also need a good circulation system. Not only does the diaphragm play a role in accessing oxygen and influencing the breath, it also is the key muscle to also stimulate healthy circulation in addition to oxygenating the body, which is also unlike any other muscle in the body because other muscles can have longer rest periods. The diaphragm does not have that luxury. The diaphragm must keep engaging. Therefore, it keeps giving us the potential and option to continuously circulate the blood, independent of the other muscles in the body, which are very beneficial once they're engaged. But most of our lifestyle is sedentary. So in those sedentary sessions, like as in this whole conversation, the diaphragm becomes the major muscle source, in this case, for life and for circulation. That's very significant as well, not just for breathing, but blood return back to the heart, which gives the heart blood to pump back out to the rest of the body full of oxygen.
Yeah,
or the diaphragm.
Yeah, the continuous flow of air, that oxygen that you're talking about, how critical of a component it is for the production of energy in the body, obviously, and to continuously have that flow of air, which is completely necessary, and is again what we're talking about. And how much better is your life improved? Which I think I'm answering my own question when you breathe correctly.
Okay. Well, they do say that abundant breath, abundant life.
Yeah.
Well, that's a saying I'm aware of. So the deeper you breathe, the more power you attain, the more you can in some way control your surroundings and help control your emotions. And if you control your emotions, control your reactions to certain situations, you could also influence your own outcomes. So those are definitely beneficial things. And if you think words are powerful, along with deep breathing and powerful breathing and positive words, it could fruition just the way you want it to.
Yeah. You know, and I'm thinking of you, Rasheem, that I know that you teach and you tutor a lot of subjects, math and science. So if I was in your class, would you make us take a deep breath, the real breath? I think that would be interesting.
I definitely would like to. The only thing is, you know, it'll just be suggestive, but, you know, people will still want to do what they want to do. But I definitely would also always mention and talk to them and just let them know that you have this voluntary option to take a full breath. Don't wait until you have to use it. Use it now so that you can prevent everything that happens to you before it becomes a situation that you must now. Just do it for the sake of doing it, and then it won't seem like it's a job, and it won't seem like it's a stress or strain to get it done when you can't, when you need to.
Yeah.
So that's the way I try to, you know, inform people of, you know, be aware of that, utilize it. There's a reason for that, and it just makes you feel better. And if you look on articles online, you can see that they explain how deep breathing always makes you feel better for whatever reason. It slows the heart rate down, it slows this down, it calms the nerve. Influences the parasympathetic nervous system, all of those calming, resting, digesting, recovery type of systems in the body. So we don't have to wait until anything drastic happens. We could always be trying to maintain that state all day long as we can remember and consciously be aware of that.
Yeah. Yep, 300 breaths a day. I love it. And the name of the book, The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem Northington, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Definitely appreciate it.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Joins us, and he's written a book called Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years, and it is it's a game changer, definitely. And we've talked to him in the past, and I'll tell you what, when you talk to Leonard, you feel like you can climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm serious. So Leonard, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate, for having me.
So this book, tell us about why you wrote it and what you want people to take away from reading it.
Well, I wrote it because I retired 5 years ago. I've spent my career in the food industry, so I'm pretty well read on nutrition and diet and exercise and such and the impact those have on your health. And I looked around my friends and family and myself, too, and my conclusion was that these people were not very healthy and that they were on their way to an early demise that was totally unnecessary. So I started doing some research into it and read a lot. And what's wonderful about today is there's so much information available and much of it for free, although I had to pay for a lot of it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, there's so much information that we don't know about, and it shocked me, even as a career professional. So how can we expect, you know, regular people who don't deal with this stuff every day, are not deeply involved in the science of it, how can we expect them to be aware? And the answer is they're not. And, you know, the media does not do a very good job of educating us about information and studies that are out there. I hear all the time these conspiracy theories. Oh, well, you know, the drug industry doesn't want us to know that eating a high-fiber diet will reduce your blood pressure. Well, maybe they don't want us to know, but it took me 30 seconds to find that study on Google Scholar.
Yes, boy, it shows you. And your book is filled with gems like that. And one of the things I like that you talk about right from the get-go is to just, I think people get overwhelmed, too, and they have excuses for why they can't implement something. And you say, just make a change a week.
That's right. We look at ourselves where we are now, and we project where we'd like to be, and the gap is quite large. And we say, it's too big of a jump. I don't know how to make that leap. It's too far. So we end up doing nothing. And that's a big mistake. So the trick is, as you said, any big intractable problem, the way to solve it is to break it up into little pieces, make it easy, make it even a game, and add these little changes to your lifestyle. And I'll emphasize over and over again in my book the fact that this is a lifestyle change, not something that you change for a week or a month or 3 months, not the exercise of the month club. No, this is something you're going to add these little changes to your lifestyle and then keep them there for the rest of your life. And whether you're 25 or 85, it doesn't really matter that much, meaning there's something you can do. You can improve. You can get better. You can be better. And there's no reason not to try. And that's why the book is called Live As Long As You Dare, because you have to dare. You have to want to.
Yeah, I love that. You're right. I love that. Live as long as you dare. All right, so you're not going to tell us everything, but give us a couple of tips that people listening right now can, while they're waiting for the book to arrive at their house, that they can put to good use.
Okay. Well, I start the book off with attitude, okay? Very important to have a positive attitude and to have a vision. Regardless of your age, you should have a personal vision. And, you know, usually when we talk about something at 2-3 weeks or a month, we don't call it a vision, we call it a goal. Okay, that's good. Have a goal. You need some goals for what you're going to accomplish in the next couple weeks, next month. How about the next year? How about the next 3 years, 5 years? How about 50 years? Okay, I'm 68 years old right now, and I tell my daughter I want to live for another 50, and she rolls her eyes, and then she watches me and what I'm doing and the impact it's having on my health, and now she's worried because she thinks I might actually do it. So you can do it. The point is, have a vision for where you want to go and what you want to achieve. If you have a longer-term vision, especially when you get older like me, so 68, I say, well, gee, I'm not going to take on that project of writing that book or taking that trip. It's too much. I'm too old for that. Well, if I don't have that, change it around and I say, well, gee, I'm going to live another 20, 30, 50 years, 50 years. I got plenty of time. Why wouldn't I start writing that book? Why wouldn't I take that extra course? Why am I not learning how to speak French? Why not? And I emphasize in the book as well that the proper question for us at our age is not why anymore. Why was great when we were 5 years old? The right question today is why not? Why am I not doing this? So I start with there, attitude and vision and having a plan for where I want what I want to achieve while I'm here. And then we talk about activity and how to be active, productively active, not painfully active. Pain is usually a sign that we're doing something wrong. We should listen to our bodies when our bodies hurt. There's a reason why they hurt. Don't just ignore it. But there's pain, no gain, nonsense. There's a teeny bit of truth to it when it comes to muscles, meaning muscular pain is an ache. That's good pain, okay? But when your joints are hurting, that's bad pain. You have to be able to differentiate between those two, and you don't want to go there. We want to be able to increase our capability every month, week, year, as opposed to allowing it to decline. Make it play. Make it fun. If you don't like doing something, you're not going to do it. So find an exercise or a routine that you actually enjoy doing. You're likely to do it much more. Talk about food. There's so much misinformation out there about food, good foods and bad foods. Good diets, bad diets, and most of it is either obsolete or absolutely wrong scientifically. I won't go into all the details, but the biggest takeaway I would give you is that bigger issue for us is not what we eat, it's how much we eat. That's the bigger issue. I'm not saying that you should avoid sugar. Yes, avoid sugar. Moderate your carbs. Yes, carbs should be taken in balance with your activity level. If you're inactive, carb intake should be low. If you're very active, like a marathon runner, you better be eating bowls and bowls of pasta or you're literally going to starve yourself to death. So carbs in balance with activity, sugar as low as you can. We don't need any sugar, okay? And incorporate good foods that contain fiber and antioxidants into your diet. That's critical. And, you know, it's so easy to do. Turmeric is a very nice spice. It's mild, very high in antioxidants. Why not put a little turmeric in your oatmeal in the morning?
Mm.
Why not or a cocoa powder, also very high in antioxidants? How about when you make that stir fry tonight with rice and whatever else you put the vegetables? Why not throw a tablespoon of turmeric in there? You can do it. When you make mashed potatoes, put some turmeric in it. Or if you're making mashed sweet potatoes, put some turmeric in it. That's just one example. You can add turmeric to your diet and keep it there virtually every day for the rest of your life. And it's not hard, not painful, and actually it's fun. It's delicious.
Wow, so that's
actually,
great.
We have to take care of ourselves. We have to learn how to take care of ourselves in ways we've never done before. I call it extreme self-care. You start by observing. Look at your body. Look in the mirror. Look on the scale. Listen to it. How's it feel? Observe. And then be aware. What does that mean? What is my body trying to tell me? Okay? And then do something about it.
Okay? If I have a little too much belly fat, okay, what can I do about that? Let's go find out. There are some steps you can take, actually fairly easy ones, that will help you get rid of that. It doesn't happen overnight. And that's, you know, part of the problem. People expect to be the results. Well, it's not going to happen. It took a long time for that belly fat to get there. It's going to take a little while to get rid of it, but you can do it. The trick is to break it up into little pieces, stick to the game. I give the readers 101
little changes that you can make in your life, in your lifestyle, that are going to improve your health, help you live longer and healthier.
Oh, I love that. 101 little changes.
And I suggest making one change a week. Not hard. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, you got to get that mindset. So good. So good. And it's a perfect time for people to do this because we start to assess what's going on in our lives as we get to the beginning of the next year. And here we are at this point. So this is a great time for this. Again, the book is Live As Long As You Dare. I think you're going to live to be, who knows how old, Leonard. A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years. For sure. Like I said, you can get it on Amazon or B&N, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Leonard, thanks so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. All the best and live as long as you dare, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for listening to this conversation. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.